Okay, now we're going to take a look at comparative adjectives and adverbs, and let's take a look at the sheet. Number one, it is important to get the basic rules for making comparative and superlative forms of the adjective and to know the very common irregular adjectives. Now, I'll get to that in a second. What are comparative and superlative degrees of adjective? Comparative is when you are saying faster, higher, stronger, longer, you know. And sometimes, we can't do it with ER. If something is satisfying, it is not satisfying-er, but more satisfying. See? So we have a way to make it, and then we have kind of an alternative way. And it's funny, with that alternative way, you can't say more high. That doesn't really quite cut it. Ooh, that mountain is more high than that one. See, that would sound odd. You got to say higher. Now, what you do essentially in... Oh, yes. All right. Now, in order to make... In order to make the comparatives, let's take this adjective ischyros, which means strong. It is one for this chapter. Now, if I want to say stronger, I take off that sigma, I put in a hamburger helper right there, and now use the regular endings. Ischyroteros means stronger. So this is the equivalent of the ER as faster, stronger, higher, deeper, and so on. That's superlative degree. That comes in 3 minutes. All right, now, basically, this is the way this goes, and you can do this also with third declension ones. A few of them are in paragraph C. That's about... a quarter of the way up from the bottom of the page, where you have like alethesteros and so forth. Now, what about irregulars? Take a look at page 252. Sometimes we have ones, not where you go more high, or I mean, you know, more, what was that? What was the example that I used?
Satisfying.
More satisfying, right. But you have good, bad. Good, gooder. No. Good, better. Bad, badder. No, bad, worse. So in those cases, there's an actual irregularity. It's strong, so to speak, because it'll change to a different word. So look at my examples at the top of 252. Good, better, bad, worse, much more, not mucher. Now, here's what Greek does, and here's one place, oddly, where Greek is more regular than English. If you have an irregular comparative formation, what actually happens is that it uses consistently a third declension pattern. So, agathos, the comparative is chryson, which means better. But it's going to be using this same pattern like aphron on page 128. Go back there, page 128. This was the one for foolish. Aphron, aphronus, aphrone, aphrona. And in that pattern, the masculine and feminine share the same form. Now, if you just keep your finger there and flip back to page 252, you can see we've got exactly the same pattern. Now, let me tell you the importance of this. this means that while you weren't able to predict going from Agath of Agathos to Christ for Chryson, once you have the step, there's nothing all that unusual in its irregularity because it will use this third declension pattern. So take a look, please, now to page 254. Now, this is very, very important, and some of this will be on the final. The comparative adjectives in that middle column of E, the comparative adjectives in the middle column of E, megas, now we learned that in this lesson, remember, right at the beginning? Maidzon means bigger. Polis is much. Plion is more. Agathos is good. Chryson is better. Kakos is bad. Chiron is worse. Badder, yes, thank you. Is worse. So, let's please track with me here. What is the way in which we decline these? Maidzon, Plion, Chryson, Chiron. Like 252. Flip back to 252. All four of those go like that paradigm a third of the way down the page, Chryson. They're all, so if I take the first one, Maidzon, Maidzon, Maidzonos, Maidzoni, Maidzona. The second one, Plion, Plionus, Plionim, Pliona. See? So that this thing on 252 is the pattern for the comparatives that are irregular. And I just want you to look at the four that I put there. When I did this chapter, I thought, I'll just put the four that are the big time ones. The one on size, megas, big. The one on number, plion, polis, much, plion, more, good and bad. See? Those are kind of your four basic adjectives. Now, those come up hundreds of times in the New Testament.